Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Happy Hanukkah! Welcome to Marvelicious Toys Holiday Gift Guide. It's the first day of Hanukkah, guys. It falls on Thanksgiving. It hasn't happened in 125 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big, huge deal.
Hmm.
I am Marjorie.
This is Arnie.
And this is Justin.
And we're here to tell you about all the great gifts you can get for whatever holiday you celebrate.
Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
Festivus.
For the rest of us.
That's the one we celebrate in our house.
I've already decorated the aluminum pole, and I've got a lot of problems with you people. My list of grievances is longer than our gift guide. And for those of the three of us looking at the notes, we know the gift guide is long.
I get the feeling I'm going to be on that list a few times.
I'm on it. I'm bolded and italicized.
But in addition to being Hanukkah, it is also Thanksgiving. And you know what that means? Shopping.
Right. On Black Friday, right?
No, Thanksgiving.
Black Friday's for Quakers. Now all the deals are on Thanksgiving. And on Thanksgiving, I just want to say I'm thankful for all of you listeners tuning in on this holiday or shortly after. But as we do every year, we wanted to bring the holiday gift guide, the best Marvel items you can give or get under your tree, in our opinion, and yours. Gotten a lot of listener feedback on Facebook, Twitter, emails, and voicemails. We've incorporated all of that. But also, let you know what is on sale on Black Friday or Thanksgiving, in the case may be.
Yeah, there's going to have to be a new term for Thanksgiving if it precedes Black Friday.
Black Friday Eve? I think that's what's happened. Walmart's already started Black Friday deals the week before Black Friday.
And Amazon started it the 1st of November with all their lightning deals. If you've been following us on Facebook, Twitter, or signing up for our Sales to Astonish newsletter, you know they had some discounts on Lego sets and some figures, the talking ones, and some DVD sets. And now that we are officially at Thanksgiving, is it okay? Are we in holiday shopping season now?
I think so.
Yeah. It's official.
So I have to stop grousing like an old man about people putting up their Christmas decorations too early and traffic at stores and all of that.
You don't have to run around confiscating them all going, too soon! It's too soon!
I feel like we're going to get ripped out of Thanksgiving altogether in a few years. We're just going to forget about it. You know, it's just going to be a day on the calendar and forget about the meal. We'll do a big meal in February.
Black Friday starts in March with the creep.
I'm telling you, I already have Christmas stuff around me at work because everybody's buying their Christmas stuff for next year now.
Well, with Thanksgiving being a little late this year, I feel like the Christmas season's just gonna scream on by. We don't even get a full month from Thanksgiving to Christmas Day.
That's very true. And so let's make sure our listeners know to head to the website because it is coming soon. And we have the Marvelicious Toys Gift Exchange, where you can buy a Marvel gift and get a Marvel gift with another Marvelicious Toys listener. Because Thanksgiving is late, the deadline to sign up is Monday. But you can go sign up, put your little wish list if you haven't found Omega Red yet, or Emma Frost, or some other hard-to-find figures.
Dark Elves.
Oh, indeed. Ooh, you've inspired me. I think I need to put that on my list.
Dark Elves.
The sign-up form is at MarveliciousToys.com. But now, honestly, though, as far as deals this year, I think it's reflective of the state of action figures that really there's not a whole lot for toy collectors to get excited about. I'm not going to be leaving the house on Thanksgiving or Black Friday for shopping reasons.
Oh, gosh, no. Again, that's for Quakers. You just buy it all online, and there's really nothing out there to buy.
Yeah, I mean, looking at our list here, there's nothing that, like, really gets my gall up and makes me need to get out of bed early on either day, you know?
I can't say any of these deals are worth going out for, but if you're out anyway, the best store to hit is probably Toys R Us. They open Thanksgiving Day at 5 p.m.
But I can't use Toys R Us as an excuse, like, I gotta run out and get some extra cranberry sauce, I'll be right back.
Baby formula? Got any nieces and nephews?
I was going to say, that'd be pretty suspicious if I came back with baby formula, but...
They'd think your secret family's coming over.
But they do have probably the biggest deals. If you're a Lego collector, you can get the Loki's Cosmic Cube Escape Lego set that's about a year and a half old, came out for Avengers, for 35% off.
Yeah, anything over 10% on Legos is a good deal, because Legos rarely go for cheap, and they very rarely go on clearance.
It's reminiscent of video games with the whole price fixing. That's what I always think of when I think Lego. You're going to pay the same price no matter where you go.
Well, you can often do a buy one and then get a bargain on Legos at many places, but if you're just interested in one set, sometimes you end up spending more just to get the one you want. So if this is the one you want, but you've been 18 months patient, here you go.
That might be me. I never bought this set, but at that price, I might.
And a lot of their sales are going to be online as well. Maybe not all of them, but if you can't sneak away from the family at 5 p.m., maybe you can try ToysRUs.com. Also, for half off, they've got the Uncle Milton science sets, like the Iron Man arc reactor, and we reviewed the Thor's hammer, and the Iron Man repulsor ray tech lab.
Which my niece and nephew absolutely love.
Yeah, that's 50% off on those. That's a great price for things that I personally don't think I would use, but like you said, the kids, you know, it's cooler to give kids something that they can put together and learn from rather than just always getting them a toy.
Yeah, you can hear our reviews of these if you go back in our archives to issue 98, but we did, after we reviewed them, gift them, not as like a birthday, just we didn't give open gifts as a birthday. We gave them to your niece and nephew, Marjorie, and they have had a ball with those.
Yeah, they have. They love them.
And there's a lot more sets out there than what we reviewed, so definitely worth checking that out. Also, not a bad deal, but not a worth going out at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving, unless you just don't like your family. Half off the Avengers Helicarrier playset, so it's only $39.99.
Yeah, not a horrible deal, but like we also reported on our last episode, the Helicarrier is showing up at TJ Maxx for that same price, so if that's something on your loved one's wish list, you might take a pop into TJ Maxx before planning to go to Toys R Us just for that. Plus, I don't know what their stock's like. You know, I don't know if they're planning on getting more in just for the sale or if they're just trying to clear out the few that might be sitting on shelves there.
I'm kind of guessing it's the latter, since I don't think Hasbro's making them anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought, too, unless they've had them in a warehouse sitting around waiting for a Black Friday deal. But
that's possible, since they are showing up at TJ Maxx, that there were some warehouses full and they sold them at discount and Toys R Us may have picked some up. It is hard to say, but again, if you're willing to pay the shipping, suggest checking ToysRUs.com if yours doesn't have any anyway. Or, yeah, TJ Maxx, Ross, any of those Dress for Less that also has a ghetto toy section place, and see if you can get it there for the same price. The third thing I'll say is, again, sign up for our Sales to Astonish wish list. This thing just reeks of an Amazon deal sometime this holiday season.
You're right, it does.
Yeah. These are going to be 20, 25 bucks at some point, if not cheaper.
And then the one that I do think is going to get Justin torn away from his kids on Thanksgiving. You've been toying about that Sonic Blasting Iron Man and Sonic Blasting Iron Patriot, the big electronic toys with the mecha robo arms that you promise are removable. And there's a fist under there somewhere.
Did I really come off that interested in them?
You did. You really did.
Maybe I should clarify. I feel like if I come across one of those on clearance for like 10 or 15 bucks, I would surely snap it up. But, you know, 25 bucks, that's not too far over what I'm willing to pay.
Especially since the Iron Patriot is the Toys R Us exclusive.
Yeah. See, you're not going to find the Iron Patriot on clearance anywhere else, since it is true exclusive. You're right, I am a little tempted to check that out. Sadly enough.
For once the roles are reversed and I am the enabler.
It's only because I'm jonesing for a 12-inch Iron Patriot or something in that scale.
I know, I keep looking at that electronic one that you push his star on his chest, the 10-inch one. It's 15 at Amazon. 10 is my price.
I've even picked up the Titan one a few times at the store and looked at it. It always goes back down.
Is this true confessions time?
It kind of is. I have yet to bring any of them home, and I'm not really going to, but if there's a dry spell over the next couple months, I might become a Titan collector.
Is it your Hollaback Iron Patriot?
Hollaback?
Yeah, the Hollaback girl is the one you kind of chat up at the beginning of the night, so if it doesn't work out with the attractive chick, you can go back to the Hollaback girl.
That's right. If I keep checking and there's no new Marvel Universe on the pegs, that Hollaback Patriot might be coming home with me one of these days.
As far as the Iron Man, the Iron Patriot is the Toys R Us exclusive, but you can get that Iron Man on Kmart Thanksgiving morning for only $19.99. We're getting even closer, Justin.
But it's Kmart, so you have a little bit of your soul to pay as well.
Now, this is a doorbuster, though, so you would have to get to Kmart at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving, which is before dinner, so you wouldn't have to leave anyone at home.
If I take a day off and I'm looking forward to a meal, and I decide to get my butt out of bed at 6 a.m. or before 6 a.m. to be someplace at 6 a.m., it better be the emergency room.
Do they have a doorbuster?
They might.
GameStop has midnight opening at Black Friday, and they've got Lego Marvel for the PS3 for $29.99.
Now that's a deal worth going for.
It is.
What's the regular price? Is that regularly a $49 product?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good price.
It is. If you didn't buy the PS4 and want the PS4 version of it, it'd be great.
Now, do they have an exclusive figure with those?
No.
Or are those long gone?
GameStop is having a deal where if you buy any Lego game, you get a Lego keychain. Now, I don't know if there's an assortment that you get to pick, or if it's just going to be a yellow-faced Lego man. Maybe it's Construction Dude keychain. So it may or may not be Marvel-related, but there will be a keychain for you. If you get for the PS3, it's $29.99. If you get it for the 360, you got to pay a little more. It's $39.99.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
If you do like I did and get it for the PS4, you got to pay $59.99.
Yeah, we're right in the middle, obviously, of a generation change. And Xbox is, just now launching as of last week?
Yeah.
So their previous games are still going to be a little bit more expensive for some reason.
And, of course, the worst part is there's no backwards compatibility. You can't play the PS3 games on the PS4. You can't play the Xbox 360 games on the Xbox One. So if you have one of the new generation ones, they know they've got you over a barrel.
And that's how they get you. It's
totally how they get you.
But if you have a 3DS, Target, they open at 8 p.m. tonight, Thanksgiving night. And they have Lego Marvel for only $25, and that's a pretty good deal, and it's one where you may want that version in addition to the console versions, as usually the handheld ones are different levels, different powers, and such.
Yeah, that one I do kind of have my eye on. Don't know that I'm going to wake up from my post-turkey nap in time to go do it, but $25 is kind of tempting for a 3DS game.
If I had a 3DS, I'd be all over it. I'll just put it that way.
Well, the kids do.
So that means you've got one.
Kinda, yeah.
But here is the turkey of a deal for this Thanksgiving.
You're funny.
Because they are gobblers over there.
Yeah. Kohl's. Screw you, Kohl's. Their Marvel item on their Black Friday sale. I'm not even going to list their hours, because don't go there. It's the Spider-Man headquarters, which is the Play School Heroes playset, which is kind of cool if you're like us and you still have a good selection of superhero squad and you want someplace to display them. The Play School Heroes is about the same scale. Well, they've marked it down half price to $34.99. Now, this means Kohl's regular price is $69.99. But if you go to Hasbro.com, the MSRP that every other store sells this freaking set at is $34.99. So half off is the regular freaking price, jerks.
Kohl's really stretches the definition of that S in MSRP, you know? it's just a suggested retail price. I mean, they didn't say you have to sell it for this. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before. That's Kohl's game, right? Everything in their store is always way more expensive than everywhere else, but it's always on sale. But even at this, that seems to be taking advantage of the ill-informed.
Yeah, so screw Kohl's, moving on. There are some online deals and some new items going online this weekend, both Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You might want to leave a little money in your bank account on Black Friday. Maybe skip that tablet PC or skip that big screen 3D TV, because Sideshow is releasing both a Hot Toys figure and a new premium format figure.
Yikes.
Now, I know you've got to be super duper excited about this, Arnie.
Oh, at first my heart was broken, and then all of a sudden I had a memory come to, and I was happy. Let's start, though, Black Friday. We'll get to Cyber Monday. On Black Friday, November 29th, they are releasing the premium format Deadpool.
All right.
Of course, I already have the Deadpool.
That's
We've
right.
detailed the story of my getting the Deadpool, and the Sideshow care kit.
Little tiny scissors and a brush.
But they are doing another repaint. They, to my knowledge, have only done one Marvel premium format repaint, and they did one for Star Wars. They repainted the Star Wars Stormtrooper to a black and called it the Black Hole Stormtrooper. They did that Storm where they took her black outfit and gave her the white outfit and limited it to 300 pieces. Well, now they're doing Deadpool in his X-Force gray and black.
Kinda cool.
Yeah. And
no. Why don't you just look at a picture of him?
Since there's multiple heads for display.
Oh, no. I see what's going on here. You're getting your I'm buying it body language here. You're acting like a little boy.
It's not just the I'm buying it body language. It's the I'm buying it and I'm slightly embarrassed that I'm being suckered so easily.
It's a legit costume, though. You know, it's not like they made up a costume just to repaint him.
Yeah, but couldn't they keep it in their back pocket and 5 years from now give us a different sculpt of this outfit instead of just the exact same Deadpool just painted differently?
It is pretty quick. I mean, it was just a month ago that these started coming out in the red version.
We complain about repaints when it's a $6 and $7 Hasbro figure. How do you feel about a repaint at $350?
Here's my deal. I think what Sideshow is trying to do here is give you an option, saying, hey, if you're a Deadpool fan, you can have the red one, or you can have the X-Force one. I don't think they expect too many people to buy both. Well, I don't know. It is Sideshow. Here,
I would agree with you, Justin. If, when they came out with Deadpool, they did what they have done in the past. The exclusive version is X-Force. The regular version is the regular outfit. And you limit it, and then you can choose X-Force or regular, and they wouldn't expect most people to have both. But the fact that the Deadpool came out and completely sold out in both the exclusive and the regular editions, and they never announced this X-Force one, it's not really a choice. That said, it's almost a Hot Toys deal, because the Deadpool, due to being sold out, has skyrocketed on eBay, and I'm betting, and this is why I think I'm getting it, I'm betting this X-Force repaint is crazy low edition numbers like Storm was.
It's probably a pretty good bet. Does he come with a chicken?
We don't know as of this recording, so I'm betting not. The white painted Storm didn't come with the exclusive head, so I'm guessing that I'd really have a couple different display options, and if I put them far away, it wouldn't look quite so Warholian.
Warholish.
But why not? I've got my tribe of the shoujo dancers here, though. Because I set them up like a rock band and background dancers because they all have the same pose.
Again, $50, $350.
Yeah, that's a... Being a Deadpool fan, it's tempting. But I think if I got it now and missed out on the red one, I would just look at that, and every time I looked at it, I'd be like, oh, I missed the red one.
See, and I was wondering if this was your chance to right a wrong, Justin, because you missed out on the red one, and I'm going to be perfectly honest. The reason, and I said this on the show, the reason I fought so hard with Sideshow to get a good Deadpool is because I love the Deadpool. Marjorie constantly comments how he has the best base of any Sideshow premium format ever. Bullets all around the sides, the Deadpool logo on the top. And since you skipped, even though you kind of wanted it, it may not be the red, but it's still an awesome, awesome sculpt of a kick-ass character in, as you say, a legitimate outfit.
Very true. Oh, you're trying to talk me into this.
It's not like it hasn't happened the other way around. I know what goes on when you guys text each other.
Most women are concerned when their husbands text other women.
Well, what, I have a few days to come to grips with what I want to do here.
Yep, tomorrow. Think about it over your turkey tonight, Justin.
I may be making a tryptophan decision at some point here.
On the bright side, I also suspect this is going to be shipping immediately like the Storm did, but they'll also offer up to 3 months of flex pay.
Nice. I'll need it.
That's what they did with Storm, so I'm using her as the precedent. So it would be $100 a month, and you'd have them for Valentine's Day.
My sweetheart Deadpool.
So that's Black Friday. Come Cyber Monday, though, is another repaint. This time a Hot Toy repaint, but it's so pretty, because I like gold.
It's finally happening.
And it's my fault. I cooled it. I gave up that Sideshow would ever get the Midas armor. This had been the summer Hot Toys convention exclusive all over Asia. And this thing started at $1,000 on eBay when it was only at one convention. By the end of the summer, when the last convention hit, I was talking with some people online, DeBede, who runs Marvel Toy News and all of that, and we all agreed, after the last convention is probably when Sideshow will put it up. So I gave them a couple weeks, and I looked, and they never put it up, and I'm like, maybe they sold out. Maybe the convention exclusive truly is. And so I went to eBay, and I found an auction that I rode all the way to the end at a rock-bottom eBay price of $580.
Hey, that's not bad considering, until now.
Yeah, now it's coming out for everyone. And a lot of posts, because I posted to Facebook, and I said I could wait no longer, so people keep an eye on Sideshow, because I just bought the Midas armor. But it turns out my mutant power of toy cooling has a loophole.
Oh, boy.
I got ripped off by the seller. He never shipped it. He took my money and ran.
Oh, hey, congrats.
eBay and PayPal refunded my every penny.
Nice.
So I cooled it, but yet I'm still going to be stalking Sideshow come Cyber Monday so I can get it at retail. It's a Christmas miracle.
I wouldn't say it's a Christmas miracle. I think you just got lucky.
I think it's a Christmas miracle. He about took it on the chin. Oh, wow. That's exciting. Congratulations for getting ripped off and then refunded.
It's the only time someone would cheer. Now, here's the funniest thing is what happened was the seller marked it shipped. And then eBay emailed me and said, we think this is suspicious. So if you haven't received your item, file a claim. Well, he shipped from China. So of course I hadn't received it. The auction was only 3 or 4 days old. And I sit on it thinking, well, he marked it shipped and he had a 98.9% approval rating. I'm sure it's coming. But then I decided, what the hell, I'll open a case. Open a case, he can't provide any tracking information, because you usually can't track from China. And so, I sat there and I got a full refund, but I'm like, is it still coming? It might actually be coming, I don't know. So I didn't immediately pounce on another eBay auction, just in case this one happened to show up. But it hasn't, and the delivery estimate is now 2 weeks in the past. So, yay me!
This is the first time this ever worked out for you.
I was going to say, I think the Watcher is like slowly shaping your destiny for you. It's like, we need to calm this guy down about the Midas armor.
Thanks, Uatu.
It's all worked out perfectly for you.
I think that is my cooling, is I have to buy it and pay for it on eBay. But it doesn't matter if I get it.
Yeah, the transaction doesn't have to complete. The money just has to leave your account for a certain amount of time. So yeah, this is exciting. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger on this now that it's just going to be a regular release thing.
It pains me to say this because I know that I don't ever want to encourage scalping, but this is a limited, exclusive hot toy. it will sell out. The previous exclusives they've had have sold out within a day on Sideshow's site. They're selling it like a freaking Mondo poster. They're not going to send an email. They're going to send a tweet. We're going to send an email once that tweet goes out. So you're going to want to be subscribed to our Sales to Astonish newsletter, but they are just going to tweet it and first come, first serve. Now, I'm lucky enough to have a job where I can hit refresh, 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 refresh. So I'm going to be doing that. But if you're on the fence, you want to get it, because otherwise you're going to be following me down the brimstone path to eBay.
I don't think anybody's aspiring to be the cooler Arnie.
Yeah, that's a one-man job. Do we have any guess on the price of this? Now, it's an exclusive. Do they juice it up a little bit in price? Or can we guess it's going to be pretty similar to the cost of the Mark 7?
Juice it up? That's funny.
My guess is it's going to be pretty much in line with the others, because the battle-damaged Mark 7, which was the limited edition exclusive they did previously, was $295.
All right. And here's the thing. If you're lucky enough to get it pre-ordered on the 2nd, it's going to ship on the 2nd. It's ready to roll.
Yeah. So we can add this to our gift guide, because if you really love your husband or wife or Marvel collector in your life, this would be one that they most assuredly don't have if they're American, and would probably get a big golden smile.
It is pretty. It's very pretty. I like in the picture how they've got the little tweet bird gold also. It's very clever and creative. I just thought that was super cute.
It does make the perfect gift for a collector, though, because it's something, like you said, Arnie, most people aren't going to already have unless they're super fanatical and made their way over to Asia this last summer to pick it up themselves.
You mean everybody didn't go to Asia this summer? What are you talking about?
For the rest of us. But it's one of those things, too, that, you know, even if you do have a hot toy collector in your family, they might not go out of their way just to get this one because of all the reasons we just talked about. It's going to be super exclusive. It might be really hard to get come Monday morning. And it's also not an in-universe armor. This is a made-up color scheme that just happens to be really cool. So if somebody if my wife got this for me as a gift, I'd be like, holy cow, what a perfect gift.
Are you sure this isn't in-universe? I thought that this was the Mark 21.
That's possible. Okay, maybe it is in-universe, but it's not an iconic on-screen movie armor.
It's just really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may have flashed across the screen for a brief moment like a lot of them did in Iron Man 3, but it's not one that's instantly recognizable as Mark 7, 8, 9, 10, or whatever.
Damn that house party protocol. Seriously.
It's going to be with us for years.
It is. And I had to have the conversation with Arnie. Are you just collecting Iron Men? Is that what's going on? Because you're going to have not just the Hall of Armor, you're going to have the House of Armor.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Oh, God.
Just get worried when he starts digging a hole in your house so he can have that little Hall of Armor dugout hole from the movie.
Justin?
We'll get to the rest of the gift guide in a moment, but one more online sale from Marvelicious Toys sponsor Brian's Toys. If you haven't picked up the Rocket Raccoon wave of Marvel Legends that we reviewed last show, we loved the wave, and I've not seen any of these figures in stores.
No, neither have I. I've heard some people finding them here and there at Walmart, but I haven't been lucky enough to see them yet.
You can get the whole wave $10 off, $89.99.
Wow.
It's not a bad price. It's about what you'd pay at Walmart, and then just a little bit of shipping. And that's in stock. You get your Black Panther, Hawkeye, Jean Grey, Scarlet Spider, and Wrecker.
And Rocket Raccoon.
Who's the best? Absolutely the best part of that.
And when checking out at Brian's Toys, please be sure to mention you heard about them on podcasts, Star Wars Action News, etc.
We're etc.
But now, to our annual.
Sweet Christmas! It's that time of year again. It's the meat and potatoes of the podcast. It's the turkey and the dumplings of the podcast.
Well, there is so much out there. And just to remind listeners, any new listeners who are joining us for the first time, with our gift guide, we try to look at pretty much the new items out there that the collectors in your life may not have yet. We try to avoid pre-orders as much as possible because I know that at least on this side of the table, we have given each other envelopes of to be delivered at some point in the future, but it's so much more fun when you can open the item the day of.
It is, and I used to hate having to give you a pre-order, but now I've delved into other things that I don't necessarily need to, but sometimes it has to happen every once in a while for little things.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world if you're getting somebody a pre-order, but for the purposes of our list, I think having something in hand is kind of what drives the whole idea of this list.
Yeah, we're not saying it's a bad thing. We wouldn't have done it ourselves if it's a bad thing, but we do try to find items that are in stock. It's kind of our look back on the year that was and saying what the best items are that are still available. Some stuff has sold out, and so items that I'd kind of marked down and said this is going to go on the gift guide. We do try to avoid eBay-only items where you just have to pay an exorbitant price. And sometimes for Christmas and the holidays, you give holiday items, and one that has been in our area a little bit hard to find, I had to hit Target multiple times, and then I finally got them, and then when I went back the next time, they were gone.
That's because they're so freaking cute! I had to resist the urge to not buy more today just because I could, because I found some at a Target. The Marvel Kawaii ornaments. They have Cap, Spider-Man, and Iron Man, and they are so freaking cute, I just want to hug them all.
They are cute.
And in our Target, they are the only ornaments that sold out, and they sold out in one weekend.
Wow.
I was there on Friday. They had so many, and all of their pegs were just full of ornaments, and I bought one of each. I went back on Monday looking for some stockings, and those were gone.
Christmas stockings.
Yes.
You weren't wearing tights. Right. Let's clarify that.
And I think they are cute, but not losing of their masculinity. We've talked before, Justin, about how some of that stuff, it's so cute that it's kitty and girly.
Right. These very much feel like we said before, you know, like the Tokidoki style.
And they lost their Marvel license, so now we have to go with the Kwai.
How big are these? Are they like 3-4 inches tall?
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger than an action figure.
Nice.
They're kind of chunky, and they're not made of like porcelain. They're kind of like a plasticky.
Yeah, they're really durable, despite having a look of glass to them. They're so high gloss, I thought for sure these things would be subject to chipping, and when I was carrying them, I didn't have a basket, and they were kind of bouncing together. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to break them, I'm going to chip them. But they are a highly durable but highly glossed plastic.
Huh.
And only $7 a piece. They make good stocking stuffers.
Yeah, and they're the type of thing that you could probably display outside of Christmas, too. You know, I know they're ornaments, but if you have a vinyl collector, somebody who's into the mini-mates or the micro-mugs and all that type of stuff, they could probably display them with those as well.
They don't stand well.
A little bit of hot glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to alter my figures. I prefer them in their natural state.
But if you can find them, they're cheap enough to buy multiple. You almost did.
I did. I know. I had them in my hand. I'm like, no, I don't need to do this.
And there's a lot of Marvel stuff in the holiday sections at Target and Hallmark and things. But I think this is the standout of the year above even the keepsake ornaments are these little cheap Kwai ones, which are Hallmark products. They're just not Hallmark branded and Hallmark keepsake. But this is a show about collectors for collectors. So let's talk figures. What kind of action figures can you buy for someone in your life? And it's a little bit hard. You don't know which figures they have, which figures they don't.
Very true. I don't even know what figures I have and which figures I don't.
Neither does Arnie. Don't feel bad. I'm pretty sure that when we get to setting everything up finally and get the last box unpacked, he's like, huh, I need to have a sale. I bought too much duplicates.
All I know is I need an Admiral Awesome.
No, you don't.
Well, one area that I've kind of really gotten more into this year, though I'm still not all in, I pick and choose, is Mini-Mates from Diamond Select. With Hasbro pulling back and not releasing as much product, it's Diamond and the Mini-Mates that really seems to be going deep and giving me characters and costumes that I can't get anywhere else. And one of the coolest things, and it just came out that they put up, and this was suggested for the gift guide by Jason, who works on our Facebook page, the Mini-Mate Zombie Villains box set, where you get Zombie Magneto, Zombie Green Goblin, Zombie Red Skull, and Zombie Galactus, not to scale.
Not to scale. Yeah, this is one of those things where if your collector is a collector of Mini-Mates, Well, they don't have this yet because, like you said, it was just announced, you know? But there's two types of collectors out there. There's the collectors like us that if we're into a line, we get all of it and it's hard to shop for us. And then there's other collectors that, you know, you can look around their collection room and see what they might be into. And Minimates is, like you said, so diverse that somebody who has a few of them, some of these things on our list, like this one, are going to be something you can get for them and be pretty sure that they don't have it and will appreciate it.
It's also niche enough that if you find someone who just likes Marvel Zombies, you know, that's a huge niche itself. They won't need every Minimate. If you don't see any Minimates, but you see maybe some Marvel Zombie posters or the old Diamond Select Marvel Zombie figures they did years ago, or just Walking Dead stuff and superheroes, they might really get into this.
Very true.
I picked up this set. I couldn't resist Zombie Galactus. That was the selling point.
I think this list should be renamed as things Arnie thought would make cool gifts for other people and just bought for himself in the process.
Not entirely. Just mostly.
Three quarters.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this. Other people will. Click. Bought it.
Admittedly, 7 items from this list were bought while organizing this list.
Do we get to guess which ones?
This was one of them.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's out?
Might as well.
I need that.
Another Minimate set that I think stands alone and just has pretty cool packaging and very timely. Iron Man is possibly the hottest Marvel hero right now with 2 movies over $1 billion. Take that, Spider-Man.
Oh, snap. Wait till they replace Tony Stark with James Franco, though. You won't be singing that song.
No, probably not. But the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Hall of Armor 10-pack that I bought at Comic-Con and paid about $60 for, it didn't sell out. And now, at Twink or through Amazon, you can get this 10-pack of Minimates for $30.
Yeah, that's a great price. Like you said, $60 at Comic-Con seemed like a bridge too far for Minimates, but you get a lot of them here. There's 10 little Minimates in this pack.
Yeah, and 8 of them are movie-accurate armors, or, you know, in the Minimate style. Then you get Tony Stark and Pepper Potts. It's a nice set at a great price, and it's only $2 shipping from Amazon. So it's definitely something that I can say is a good gift, because I liked it at $60. Finally, from Diamond Select, I can suggest their 8-inch figures, and we've talked about those a lot on the show, but it's, again, a line you don't have to be all in on. They just came out with their Silver Surfer. Yes, that's one of the items I bought while making the list.
Of course it was.
If your gift target is into Thor, really liked the new movie, the former Disney exclusive classic Thor has been re-released, so it's readily available. And my favorite select of the year isn't one of their chunky figures, but it's the Venom. And it really sold out fast. It's highly expensive now on Amazon, much more than I'd be willing to pay at $40 or $50. But we did find a site. I have no experience with them, but Comics America has this in stock for $22.
Yeah, and I agree with you. This is by far the best Diamond Select figure that I've seen and owned in a long, long time. Because it's so many figures in one. You know, I know we reviewed it, but I mean, come on. This, you can have 4 or 5 different looks to this one Venom with all the pieces and parts it comes with.
It is pretty nice. I like it when you put all on there and he's just crazy. You can just imagine him moving all over as it's transforming and everything.
Yeah, you can hear that review in our archives back around issue 72 or 73, but it's the best figure they did. Also, if your target is hyped for next year's Captain America movie, the Disney-exclusive Winter Soldier is supposed to show up in stores in December. So you can't order that today, but you'd probably get that or the Superior Spider-Man Disney Store exclusive sometime here in December. But what about the Hasbro Marvel Universe Collector? Again, I think they could be a little bit harder to shop for, but there are a few options that are a little bit harder to get or more expensive that they may not have bought for themselves.
Or haven't had a chance to even get their hands on yet, you know? I mean, there's been, over the last few months, they've really thrown quite a few cases of figures at us. And as we've discussed over those last few months, it was hard to keep up with on what was new and what was a repack and all that stuff. But a few of them have shook out to be rather hard to find. Especially ones like Omega Red.
Yeah, and this is something that one of the things that we do with gifts is sometimes buy something for the other person that they won't buy themselves, even if that reason they won't buy it themselves is it's crazy overpriced. So you can go to eBay if you're not able to find Omega Red in stores, or the Wolverine Wave of Legends, or specifically Emma Frost is the one you can't find at retail pricing. Getting some of those for your beloved might make a great gift, even if it's three or four times what they should pay, and that's why they don't have it.
Exactly. I mean, and there's just even in the Marvel Universe line, there's a few perennials that have just continued to be hard to find over the life of the entire line. And, you know, if you really want to surprise somebody, go find them a Vision on eBay, or Blade, or a Baghead Spider-Man. All three of those figures are very hard to find, and they all go for anywhere from $70 to $130 on eBay pretty regularly. But pretty good chance that your collector does not have those and would just absolutely drop their jaw to the floor if they open one on Christmas Day.
I'll also throw out there the blonde Black Widow figure, which I don't know if this is accurate at all, but I read somewhere online, so if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Yes, it is true.
That less than 1,000 of those were made.
Oh, wow. And what we know now is that Marvel Universe is ending, so these figures have zero chance of ever coming back in this line. So now would be the time to start putting those together for your collector loved one.
In a little bit of a cheaper set, or if your beloved likes Marvel but doesn't collect 3¾-inch figures, there's a couple of good starter packs available, though. We talked about that 6-figure Iron Man 3 set, which is all the early armors plus the unmasked Tony Stark. That is a pretty nice set, all movie realistic armors, none of this assembler stuff, and it's only $40 and readily available from Hasbro Toy Shop or Amazon.
Yeah, and that price fluctuates on Amazon. You know, I see it sometimes for $31. So that actually is a great gift set. Even if somebody has a lot of those armors, they don't have these particular paint jobs on these armors.
I think sets make a really good Christmas gift too, because you usually get a little bit more bang for your buck sometimes, but it makes a nice gift because it's already wrapped and, you know, there's things in it. You just have to put wrapping paper on it. So it's a nice set.
Yeah, it looks good for someone who would keep it in the package. It looks good for someone who would take it out. It's just a very nice set in that way, specifically the Iron Man. But I'd also say this is an older set, a 2012, and I use this term loosely, San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. I know Justin and I bought it at San Diego Comic-Con, and I've been staring at it at Toys R Us for the past year and a half. It's an X-Men 6-figure set, and this has exclusive variants of what were some harder-to-find figures, like Mr. Sinister and Apocalypse and Angel, plus Jean Grey, Iceman, and Cyclops. Toys R Us has been sitting on these so long that even Toys R Us has realized they need to mark down the price.
Which is saying something. But you're right, no, that is another great set, and they're pretty easy to come by at Toys R Us. Almost everyone that I go into has a handful of them left on clearance for right around $29.
They're at ToysRUs.com for $35, which is $10 off from the original price. And $35 for 6 great figures is a wonderful gift for any X-Men fan. Even if they have some of the figures already from other sets, they don't have these paint jobs.
Exactly. It's not like it's just one variant in a mix of other figures you have. It's all variants, which makes it a very unique pack.
And finally, I'll throw out there, because it's Toys R Us on Black Friday, or TJ Maxx if yours has them, I'd say a Helicarrier if your collector has a lot of 3¾-inch figures. $40 is a great price for a Helicarrier, and they make awesome displays, because you can do then 2-tiered displays of your figures.
Well, can you imagine, like, a little kid getting a Helicarrier? That would be inconceivable.
And you know, if you throw in some of those clear stands we've talked about, so you could have like Iron Man flying next to the Helicarrier, it would make a cool display for kid or adult.
Yeah, I have to admit that I have thought about going to get a $40 Helicarrier and assembling it and putting it on the wall using just some bookshelf frames and let that be the shelf. That'd be a great way to display a good number of figures.
Yeah. So there's a lot of options out there for really inexpensive but Marvel gifts that are very cool. But let's take it to the next level in price. Let's look at middle end.
Kick it up a notch.
Pow! Take it to the next level. Now, a couple of the items that I think are the coolest revealed this year, and they're shipping soon but not Christmas time, is Kotobukiya's Artifacts Plus Avengers line. They've already put up for pre-order the Hulk for $60, Black Widow for $45. These are just really awesome looking statues. I've seen them in person. It is a pre-order, but at this price point, it's one of the coolest things you can buy.
Yeah, very true. And like you said, being a pre-order, you know, this whole set is going to end up being a pre-order. I mean, the person you're getting this for is going to have to be patient to assemble the entire team because they're not done making all of them yet. So this could be something that you start this year and maybe get them another piece next year when there's other ones announced and ready to pre-order then. Now, I talked about one that I had picked up a while back, and I know Jeff, our photo editor, is getting ready to talk about his that he just got in, but the Figure Arts Iron Man and War Machine are available on Amazon.
From hearing you guys just rave about these figures, I'm thinking about it.
But yeah, Figure Arts are very nice quality, 6-inch, highly articulated figures, and at the prices that they have them on Amazon right now, it's a pretty good deal because I know I had to get mine shipped to me from Japan, and I paid a little bit more in shipping and price on that. But you can get the Iron Man Mark VI for around $60 shipped is a good price. And War Machine is going for right around $75 shipped. But, you know, if you have a collector who's into the 6-inch super articulated action figures and they have a bunch of Iron Man stuff, I have all the Iron Man stuff in 6-inch, and I still think these are awesome to add to the collection. Even though they're the same armor, they're much more detailed and way more poseable than the Hasbro 6-inch figures.
Yeah, again, it's one of those, if they already collect figures, these go good with them. And if they don't, it's a great standalone item, and maybe at the desk at work or something like that, too.
I think it's a great gateway drug.
It's like a mini hot toy.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys have just been talking and talking about these, and it's like, you're not going to make me do it. Not going to make me do it.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they will.
Yep.
Who are we fooling? Nobody.
Nobody at all at this point.
And speaking of gateway drugs, there are some hot toys that are available for the Iron Man fan at a lower price. Hot Toys has come out with mini busts. They've done 1/6 scale busts that are basically the chest and head of a hot toy, same scale as the figures, and they've done several of those. This would ship in January is the schedule, but it's a nice $50 price point.
Yeah, these really caught my eye at Comic-Con because I'm not the type of person who can even dream about owning all the armors in Hot Toys, you know, but this is a more affordable way to have a display with quite a few of the different armors, at least the shoulders and helmet version of them.
Is there an Iron Man helmet collector out there?
Maybe. I think they're pretty sweet.
There's 7 different ones you can order individually or as a set. It does skip a lot of the major armors, the Mark 1 through 7, but you get the Iron Patriot, which is, of course, my favorite, the Mark 42, War Machine Mark 2, Mark 17, the Heartbreaker, Blue Steel, Silver Centurion, and some others. And none of these are going to break the bank. If you get the whole set, you're still only a little bit more expensive than a single Iron Man hot toy.
Of course, you don't get arms or legs, but
hence, bust. Now, shipping now and only a little bit more expensive are their quarter scale busts. So these are going to be much bigger than the current hot toy scale. And they do have some of the more common armors like the Mark 7 and 42.
Yeah, these are also cool.
And only $100. I mean, it's expensive, but it's not cray-cray.
Cray-cray.
But I'd be remiss if I didn't also bring up Gentle Giant's mini bus collection. There's a ton of those readily available, several at discount. Keep an eye on our Facebook page. Black Cat and Wolverine and some others have been on discount the past couple months from Gentle Giant. The San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Galactus has even been marked down at AFX. We mentioned that on our Facebook page. A kick-ass huge bust. But there is the Amazon exclusive Iron Patriot mini bust. So if, kind of like Justin and I, your Marvel fan is infatuated with the red, white, and blue armor, it's only $80 at Amazon, and it will ship in time for the holidays.
Yeah, I remember looking at this one and thinking it's a little bit weird for a bust because where they cut him off, but it's still really cool looking, and it's a nice dynamic pose they've got going on there.
I think it's a might be a bit of a repaint or a retool of their deluxe Iron Man mini bust, which I did break down and buy because they did such a good job, and now I'm wondering if I need Patriot to go with him.
Oh, who are you kidding? Just do it. Are we going to play this game?
All right, I do have one-click shopping turned on. Done.
All right.
And if it makes you feel better, it does look like it's a unique sculpt.
But if you want to, again, take it to that next level of high-end collecting, I have to say, it's not the absolute best gift Marjorie's ever given me, but it's one of them. When she gave me my first hot toy, and I'll always remember my first, opening it on Christmas morning going, "This is awesome! What is it?"
Yeah. You know, that happens a lot with gifts I give you.
But the Mech Test Tony Stark hot toy changed my life.
It did, and it changed mine also.
Forever your destiny has been altered.
They're addicting. Here's the problem again. Iron Man is heavy on the armor, so everybody puts out the armor. If you're only going to get one and you want to splurge, I think this is the one to do. This company, Hot Toys. It's like meth. You know how that was super addictive? You have, like, you know, one hit and you're hooked.
I don't know that that's always the case. I think I may have a bit of an addictive personality.
Yeah, I was going to say, Arnie is the all-in guy, and I don't know how many all-in Hot Toys guys there are. But the great thing about Hot Toys is that one or two of them are awesome in any collection. You don't need all of them to enjoy any single one of them.
And Iron Man is the hard one to get. He sells out the fastest. So if the person for whom you're buying for likes Iron Man, other than eBay, I think really your only shot is the Midas armor. But Sideshow does have several other Hot Toys in stock, so you'd get them by Christmas. Black Suit Spider-Man from Spider-Man 3, Captain America, the rescue version. That's not the Star Spangled Man Mego figure. This is when he was wearing the leather jacket and starting to kick ass as a real hero.
Yeah, the khaki pants and his classic shield.
X3 leather-clad Wolverine. And scheduled to ship in December, but we all know how that goes, don't we, Justin?
Yeah.
So we'll get it in April 2016.
But it's scheduled to ship in December. Maybe you'll have it for Christmas. The Amazing Spider-Man movie costume from the previous movie.
That's still not out yet?
Yeah. Like I said, scheduled for December, only 6 months or seven or nine late.
Just in time for the next movie and a new outfit.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. They should just hold off at this point. They also did just the other day put up for pre-order two new Hot Toys. If the person you're buying for already has assembled all the Avengers, they put up a Chitauri Commander and a Chitauri Foot Soldier so they could have someone to fight.
Wow. Sold in pairs only, too, huh?
No, you can buy them individually, actually.
Oh, nice.
You can also buy the pair, which is $5 cheaper, and if you buy the pair, you get an exclusive Chitauri rifle accessory and a hand so they can hold it.
Wow. These do look pretty cool. I think I remember seeing, probably like 6 months, 8 months ago, a picture of these in prototype form. It was on somebody at Hot Toys' desk as like just a clay figure at that point, but these came out really nice.
Yeah. Probably won't ship till Christmas of next year, if we're lucky. But if your gift target is into Hot Toys, they may not have ordered these for themselves yet.
That's the biggest challenge I have, is your pre-orders. And so I try to stay away from this stuff if I even have the inkling that you're into the line. But not everyone's all in. So it might be helpful to kind of, you know, figure out what they have on pre-order. Just say, "Oh, I'm organizing the finances. What we got going on?"
That might start an argument.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you're not going to feel so generous about their gift. I'm glad Marjorie and I don't have those conversations.
The don't ask, don't tell Hot Toys policy.
That works with a lot of things like purses and shoes, too.
Yeah.
It works well. We just hide our head in the sand. It's okay.
But I know I've had kind of a rough year, but my love for Sideshow really hasn't diminished, and there's a lot of really cool items shipping now. No matter what favorite character the person you're buying for has. You can get 1/5 scale statues of Nick Fury, Iceman, or one I did go back and pick up, the Ultron on the throne. And if they're not too excited about Ultron immediately, give it a year and they will be kissing your feet when the Age of Ultron movie comes out.
That's right. He's not very prevalent in pop culture right now, but he's coming.
Yeah, this is one I really predict going up in value. It's going to be one of those ironic ones that sits on Sideshow's website for a while and then skyrockets to 1,000.
Yep. Now, do they still have the exclusive version with that Vision head, or is it just the regular version?
They only have the regular version with the Ant-Man head. I did eBay the exclusive because I liked the Vision head.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's no head like Vision head.
Huh.
That's what she said. Speaking of she, Scarlet Witch is available in premium format. They're quarter scale premium format figures. They've got a lot of those in stock right now. Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, Storm. I actually went back and picked up quite a few of these, and they really are awesome. They're huge. You don't need a big collection. You can just get one and have it be your centerpiece. Spider-Woman. So if you don't know what characters the person you're buying for necessarily likes, talk to them. See what their favorite sub-character is. They may not have Spider-Man or Iron Man, but there's a lot of these B-level characters. But I think my two favorite from their current in-stock are their Avengers movie-based ones. They have the Captain America from the first Avenger. He is so pretty and has such an awesome, awesome metallic-looking shield.
He's pretty.
Got a pretty good likeness, too, going on there.
Yeah, and the base is rocking. I can't believe how much I really like this figure. And it's in stock. The other one, and I don't know that we've ever done a proper review of him, but the Hulk maquette. It was initially called premium format. It's in the scale with the premium format, but it's mostly polystone, so they call it a maquette. This thing, I opened it up, and the paint job they gave him, the Mark Ruffalo likeness, the giant scale, and he's not as heavy as he looks, so it doesn't feel like by picking him up you're going to break him.
And the gratuitous apple shot that they always do over at Sideshow makes the apple look like a cherry in this picture.
It does. I get to see him at home, and one of the comic shops we go to every once in a while has him on the counter with a big sign that says, "Don't touch."
Yeah, he's in our theater, so I see him almost every day, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. It comes with a premium price. It's $650, but it is truly one of the nicest things I've gotten from Sideshow. I was a little worried because when I opened it up, it had a little green paint on the paper. I was worried I got a bad one, but they just wrapped them while they were still really fresh. And it looks good. I had no problems with mine. And imagine being able to, on Christmas Day, have your loved one be able to say, "He has a Hulk."
An awesome Hulk at that.
Or, I also have to say, my second favorite Sideshow item I've ever bought is Galactus.
He is pretty sweet.
He's enormous. He's gorgeously painted. He has tons of display options. Every one is a little bit different.
I love the paint they gave him because it is the perfect sheen. I think he's great. The color's great.
If you want to blow your loved one away, like put a ribbon on a car level of shock, Galactus.
That's an apt analogy right there. Skip the Lexus to Remember event and just do a Galactus.
Or whatever Michael Bolton's hawking with his holiday songs.
Yeah, this is one of those pieces that as you were reviewing it, I'm like watching money fly out of my wallet trying to bring it back so I don't have to succumb to that. Because at $800, that's a hefty gift. But, you know, I think worth every penny if you can see yourself clear of doing it.
I think it is worth it. I was still really happy with my decision to cash in all my Sideshow rewards. There's also plenty of Sideshow pre-orders. They haven't had a Spider-Man available in ages. They have one shipping in May. That Mary Jane has a lot of heat to her. She ships in February. So if pre-orders are what you're looking for, or some of the more popular characters, Sideshow often does sell out before they ever release, or sell out quickly after release, like we talked about with the Deadpool. So check out what they have. And I don't want to neglect, though, Bowen. Sideshow, I'd kind of equate them to Hasbro in that they do major characters, but anymore, Hasbro doesn't go that deep in Sideshow. It goes B level, but I don't know that it would ever get C, D, E level. That's where Bowen comes in. They've been making Marvel statues forever, and any character that someone likes, I'm pretty sure there's a Bowen statue for them. If Disco Dazzler's your favorite, Bowen did it. It's on my Amazon wish list.
Bowen has a huge legion of fans, too. I mean, they are just amazing. And if you follow their Facebook page, you get a lot of display ideas.
Yeah. I can't see how anyone could be all in on Bowen. Maybe there is someone who has a huge mansion full of nothing but Bowen. I pick and choose my pieces, but every time I do pick one, I'm immensely happy. My favorite of all time is their MODOK, but their Scarlet Spider, their Maestro Hulk, and there's a lot of stuff shipping now from Bowen that you can find either through Sideshow or Entertainment Earth and some of the other resellers. Spider-Man 2099 just started shipping. I just got mine. Gorgeous piece of this niche but beloved character who recently had a resurgence in the Superior Spider-Man comics. And also Sideshow has Iron Patriot, not the roadie version, the comic accurate Norman Osborn.
This one comes on a really cool base. I mean, it's like his repulsors are creating a nice fire effect coming off the base and he's floating above it.
Bowen is unequaled in my mind for the way they do some of their bases. They have a couple different rogues that they've done, a flying rogue that's old school big hair, as well as a modern rogue who's also flying, and they both are on these little clear bases that really give them, it's not invisible, but it is really attractively done.
Yeah, that rogue is really cool the way they've done it, and she's super metallic.
I always love the metallic paints.
They get me every time. Justin's got the translucent, but I love shiny things. I'm like a raccoon.
But while Sideshow is sold out of most of the main characters, you can always find a reasonably priced Bowen Spider-Man, Wolverine, Iron Man, all of those because they've done so many. And you get what they either have called the museum statue, where they're just kind of standing there in a heroic pose, or the action statues, where they're engaged in some kind of acrobatics. So a lot of those out there, we're linking to Wolverine, Hercules, and Thor, the Strike Down Thor. That was a Thor that got me to buy two Bowen Thors, Hammer Swing Thor and Strike Down Thor. If somebody liked Thor the movie, this is a tremendous Thor to give them. It's just gorgeous.
I love how theirs are more, their comic ones are obviously comic-y, but they're more comic looking than when another company tries to do anything comic. They do it without making it look cartoony.
Yeah.
Which I think some of the comic stuff does look cartoony if you're not careful.
Yeah, yeah.
And this Thor is amazing. And I'm not even a big Thor fan, so that's good for me to say.
You're right. They retain a sharpness that some of the other ones don't. A lot of times they come out kind of soft and not as highly detailed. But these feel like, yeah, if the comic pages were real, this is what it would end up being if you just took a photograph in that world.
Yeah. I've never had any quality issues with their stuff. It's just good products. They're a little bit smaller. They're 12-inch statues, but they also come at a cheaper price point, only ranging $200 to $300, whereas Sideshow usually starts at $300 for their larger items. And Kotobukiya, with their fine art statues, they also don't go deep into the character roster like Bowen, but they're much less expensive in the $100 to $200 range. And again, you can get big hitters like Spider-Man, Venom. They just came out with a brand new Venom that is absolutely gorgeous, and they did a comic-based Avengers Hulk, which is really cool too. So check those out. These are some items that I've either bought or thought about buying because they are really nice.
And are now buying.
But if you want to go a little bit higher on the Bowen, they did just put up for pre-order Mojo, who might be the funniest one they've done since MODOK.
Mojo is just a creepy character. I'm not a big fan of spiders, and Mojo is kind of a mech spider.
Or is it Slimer from Ghostbusters? On like some sort of rascal that's modernized. If your loved one is a gamer, I cannot recommend the Lego Marvel game enough just because they're fun. And you can still have the level of competition with someone you play with, and there's open play. but it's very creative. I love this game. I still haven't gotten all the way through it due to lack of time and the fact that you play as so many freaking characters. It's great. And every character has different powers, which is wonderful.
There's even Howard the Duck.
Yep. We will unlock him for you so you can play as Howard the Duck. There's a trophy for it, too, that's like, really? Howard the Duck?
I'd be interested to see what a Lego version of Howard the Duck looks like.
Well, you won't have to wonder too long. We'll get it unlocked and take some pictures.
Nice.
I think that's great for kids, adults, casual gamers, hardcore gamers, and it's available for every platform. So if you are buying for somebody who is bragging about getting the latest, greatest game system all the time, then they can still get this new game. But if there's someone who's not getting one of the latest ones, it's kind of a shame because I liked the Deadpool game, and you can't play it on the current gen of systems. You have to have one of the old gen systems. It was not one of the games ported over, despite only being, at this point, 5 or 6 months old. But it's a good game for a Deadpool fan. I'm not going to say the gameplay is anything revolutionary. Nobody's going to look back on their gaming experience and think of this, but it had good humor, good Deadpool, and it was fun enough to, that I can definitely recommend it to someone who has a PS3 or Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's one of the few video games in general that I played all the way through. You know, I'm not a huge gamer and I'm not always in for story type of games. I usually play sports games and stuff like that, but Deadpool I stuck with all the way through the end, and I gotta say it had a pretty satisfying ending. I thought that was pretty funny the way they ended that.
I haven't finished it yet, so you're more along than I am.
Well, I won't spoil it, even though it is 6 months old, but it's worth finishing, I'll say that.
All right. Now, something one of our listeners suggested as a good gift idea also this year is the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 set that comes with the Tesseract in the briefcase.
That's a great gift. It's showy, you get good bang for your buck. And I think if the person doesn't have any of these movies, or maybe has one or two, this would be a good way to get them all they need.
Yeah, that'd be me. You know, I haven't kept up with getting the individual movies at all, but I guess what I'm saying is you'd be surprised what collectors may or may not own when it comes to movies.
And if they have them, they're still getting extra bonus materials and collectibles that display and posters and such. And if they don't have them, then you're also adding to the movies. I think I forgot about it because I think of Marvel Phase 1 is ending a year and a half ago. I completely forgot the 8-month delay on the release of this set that it actually did come out this year.
That's right.
My focus has been more on the X-Men Adamantium Collection, which is Fox's attempt to replicate this, where instead of a briefcase and a Tesseract, you get a Wolverine claw with all the X-Men movies made so far, including Wolverine and The Wolverine, and there's even a space in the claw where you can add Days of Future Past when it comes out on home media next year.
Well, what about the next one they're going to make after that? Because you know there'll be a next one. That's the problem with these DVD sets. I like the Phase 1. They did it right there.
But odds are, even if the person has some of these movies, maybe they bought the X-Men movies on DVD and never upgraded to Blu-ray. So I think this claw set is a great way to do it. And I saw it at Comic-Con. It's going to look great in our home theater. And I think it's a nice display piece in addition to great movies.
And you get X3, right?
Yeah. Hey, I like X3. You can hear my review at nowplayingpodcast.com.
But Thor 2, not so much.
I recommended Thor 2. I just don't think it's any X3, I'll say that for sure.
We're going to fight.
Need to break out Marvel vs. Capcom to settle this.
Oh, boy.
Then just a few other miscellaneous items.
Rocket Raccoon plushie! You have to get him. He's awesome. I love him. He watches us every week podcast. He's so angry and cute, I just want to smush his face and give him kisses.
This is one of the few items that is on the list that's an eBay-only item. Just because it's worth it.
It is. I will give you one warning. He does shed a little in the cab ride back to our hotel.
That was the Marvel Shop exclusive.
Yes.
That was the Marvel Shop exclusive. Let's put the right emphasis on that.
Yeah.
Looking on eBay, yeah, there are some buy it now for $200 diluted people, but it looks like you can get this for $100 or less, maybe even as cheap as $75 if you really watch the auctions. And that comes with the exclusive lithograph as well.
Nice.
Also, we talked about him a little earlier, especially for the little Marvel fans in your life. I suggest the Uncle Milton science sets.
Those are fun. My nephew does love that Thor hammer.
For the same crowd, or for the Gen Xer who's really nostalgic, there's a Spider-Man Viewmaster out.
Now that's cool.
I just loved Viewmasters when I was a kid, and they're bringing them back. They've done a Star Wars one, a Hello Kitty one, and a Spider-Man one with the 3D.
You're funny.
Well, it is 3D. They had this really cool way of doing 3D imagery. And I wonder, you know, I wonder if this is going to translate to kids. Because when we were kids, this was one of the only ways to check out some of our favorite stuff. You know, there really wasn't VCRs and movies on cable all the time. It was, if you like Star Wars, this is the only way you could watch Star Wars when you were that young. Maybe it is, like you said, aimed at hipsters.
It may be. I think kids would get it, though, because the Spider-Man slides tell a story. You know, it's a Spider-Man story that they see through the Viewmaster with the slide. So it's like a comic book in 3D. So I think there is a unique experience, and it's only $18 at Amazon. You're not going to break the bank.
Yeah.
The trick is if they keep making the reels for a while, because, you know, a Viewmaster with only limited reels is not so much fun.
There is a Spider-Man 3 reel set. Now, this has nothing to do with the movie Spider-Man 3. It's three reels of Spider-Man. But I don't know if it's the same set that comes with the box or not, because, like I say, aimed at a younger crowd, I didn't buy it.
Well, that's good.
It's not a toy. It's very prominently printed on all of these. Or is that the name of the story? Very confusing.
Then, suggested for this list by Marvel Comics themselves, they sent me an email. Give the gift of Marvel Unlimited. They might have sent that to everyone.
I think they did. I don't think it was special for you, Arnie.
But it's not a bad gift, really, especially if you're willing to splurge and spend $100 so they can get the Unlimited Plus with the exclusive Gold Ultron figure and a full year of thousands and thousands of comics that they can read.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good gift idea. You know, you get a tangible, unique, exclusive toy and access to all those comics. So I wouldn't get upset if somebody bought that for me.
Another great gift is the Build-A-Bear. I get those for Arnie sometimes when he's just having a bad day, because it always cheers him up to see a little spider bear, or I think I made a Captain America bear for you. And I give him cute Marvel names, too, which makes it kind of fun.
I'm happy to say I don't have too many bad days, as judged by I only have a few bears.
It's when you're really down in the dumps that I get them for you, or if I think you need something special. And they're kind of fun. They're cute. Kids like to make them because you go and you get to do the stuffing and you get to kiss the heart and put it in and make a wish and pick out the clothes and dress them. And I just always make the guy at the store do it for me.
You're right. That sounds like a great aunt and uncle gift to a kid. You get to go out and have an experience with the kid where the kid could build it and mm-hmm. It's his gift.
And they're not that expensive. They're really not that bad. They're affordable. The nice thing is, too, with some of them, you can get different clothes for them. So instead of being stuck to one outfit, you can buy different clothes if you don't only want one bear. Another thing you could buy, which I found on Etsy, because I troll Etsy, it's fun to buy stuff on there. There's always neat little things. A set of Avengers posters, which kind of remind me of the Mondo posters, because they're minimalist posters, and they're very cool. They've got each Avenger, the four Avengers. I want to clarify, the real Avengers.
No Hawkeye, no Black Widow.
Yes. With like a really stylized rendition of them.
Yeah, they're almost Banksy style.
Yeah, you're right. They're almost Banksy because it looks like it's on concrete. But it's really cool. I like these. These are really neat. For $50, you get four of them. I think they'd make a nice addition to somebody's room.
Yeah, I really dig the style of this artwork, and I'm kind of considering maybe going over to Etsy and grabbing these.
Yeah, they're really nice. I think you found a winner there, Marjorie.
Those are great, aren't they? I have good taste, damn it.
They're so much nicer than, like, if you just want a little Marvel around your house, some people may be tempted to get, like, those metallic signs they have at Menards and things. And these are so much cooler. And it does come as a set of four, but that doesn't mean you'd have to display all four. But as a set, as shown on the Etsy site, just absolutely gorgeous. And they're only 11 by 15 and a half, so they're not huge like the Mondos. It's not going to take up an inordinate amount of space to hang four of these.
The Mondos are really big.
I think these aren't to scale when I look at the sofa, or that's a dog sofa.
I was going to say, that's a really small sofa then.
Well, maybe it is a dog sofa. Did you ever think about that?
Whoever laid out those pillows was pretty darn clever.
Yes, they were. Kind of like...
I didn't get it!
What? Again?
It's the same as the gift bags, Arnie.
No, I didn't get it.
Wow, Arnie. I'm worried about you.
I just don't see color.
That's called colorblindness.
Now, if you want to go a little bit more, there is a 6-poster set, which includes all the Avengers and also has Black Widow and Hawkeye, and only costs $17 more.
They're not really the Avengers.
And then, of course, it's always nice to get a couple little stocking stuffers for someone. Mitch wrote in and told me Zurbaz Wave 2 is out, and so you can stuff their stockings with balls.
Are they still called Zurbaz?
Yeah, is that the name of the week?
Yeah, because they were Heroics.
That's right, and they changed to Zurbaz.
Because they sound like Heroclix.
Yep.
And then I am crazy for pop vinyls.
Yes, I believe you are. You've got a problem with these.
And they're great stocking stuffers. Again, find the favorite character. Deadpool and Red Hulk are two of the cutest out there, but there's so many adorable pop vinyls. I may have a problem.
Mm.
I may need to seek group therapy.
Yeah. Is there a Funko Pop vinyl support group in our area?
There should be, and it should be Agnes Grabowska, Tanya Tate, and me.
This sounds advantageous for you, Arnie.
Does sound like a fun weekend.
To be in a support group with two pretty girls.
With vinyl fetishes, yeah.
So how is this going to help you get over your vinyl problem? I'm not seeing it.
Tough love.
And I'm not super obsessed with them, but I did put on here for some Labbits and Monies.
You've become a Kid Robot fan.
I have become a Kid Robot fan.
After all of us talking about how we didn't get these, and we didn't quite understand them, we found them at our local Barnes & Noble, and so let's just pick up one. It can't hurt, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this has been a problem. Yeah. The problem is they're expensive, so I don't pick them up on a whim like I do other things. The problem is that I like blind box things, and I love wacky trading cards, and there's not very many of these around right now, so I gravitate towards what there is, and, you know, the fact that I opened one of my first ones and got the Galactus Labbit, and I'm like, okay, kind of hooked.
Yeah, I still find them a little freaky, but I can see the appeal.
What's nice is they have t-shirts, too, with some of these on them, which is kind of cool.
I'll say one nice thing about the blind packaged figures is they come with stickers. So say you end up with two Venoms or something, you could display them totally different ways. You can make one comic accurate. You can make one have an I Heart Spider-Man shirt.
Oh, that is cool.
So you don't have to get stuck. The only thing I would say to avoid from the stuff Marjorie experimented with are the little zipper pulls, because those are about $5 and they are like an inch.
They're $10.
Yeah, that's right. I've repressed it. But these things, I opened them up, and I expected them to be like frenzy size, like the Tokidoki frenzies. They were about half that. They were so not detailed and so small. It was truly, truly disappointing to part with that
money. If you have too much money, then these are what you buy.
And finally, my last things are some of the Diamond Select Housewares items, like the Infinity Gauntlet bottle opener is kind of my favorite. But there's Ghost Rider and Venom and quite a few others. Silicon trays and the like.
And the like. It is the holiday season. We can use words like that.
It's fancier, right?
It is.
And speaking of the holiday season, don't forget the Marvelicious Toy Gift Exchange.
Oh yeah, this is fun every year. And it's coming up on the deadline to sign up.
You have till Monday. You get and give a Marvel gift, sign up by December 2nd. And then shipping deadline by the 20th. I know I'm excited. I don't know what I love more. Getting the box and having no clue what's inside and just knowing it's going to be something Marvel. Or getting my Target and not knowing what it is that they like and getting their wish list and seeing if I can make their holiday a little bit more special.
I think it's a little bit of both, you know? It's truly like being a kid at Christmas. You know, as we get older, you know, a little bit of the magic of the holidays goes away, especially when you're the one out there buying the gifts for everybody. It's just, I think it's cool to have something so focused on something we all enjoy, obviously, which is Marvel collecting. To have, you know, a little something on the horizon there that, you know, is coming your way and you have no idea what it is. And it's always fun to try to, like you said, make somebody else's holiday a little brighter by getting them something cool off of their wish list.
That's our show for this holiday. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you got some good ideas to give to your loved one to drop some hints or maybe some ideas for your loved one.
Or if you're Marjorie, now you're screwed because Arnie's already bought everything that you may have come up with.
Ain't that
for
the truth?
A gift idea.
Man, let me tell
you. I've got some ideas for you, Marjorie. Send me an email.
All right. Yeah, because you get different things from him than I do, so.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
He gets the truth.
Well, that's a fun note to end on.
When we text.
Are you guys sexting again?
We're tweaksting.
Tweaksting?
Collexting?
So this was a bonus episode of Marvelicious Toys. We're going to be back next week, though, to keep on our regular schedule, thanks to our tireless podcast enhancers. You feel bad for Santa's elves working up there tirelessly to make all the toys. I feel bad for our enhancers who, because of the holiday, are going to turn around another show in just a few short days. So thank you to them. And we'll be back next Wednesday with Jeff reviewing the Bandai Figure Arts figures and us looking at some of the 3 3/4 inch figures we haven't had a chance to review.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds, as well as product reviews, on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MarveliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Do you like my calls, by the way, when I talk about the opening times?
Them. They charge $69.99.
Yeah. And them.
Yeah.
Them all together. Spider-Man headquarters. Oh, the Lego set?
No, it's the Play School Heroes.
Oh, okay.
Which I just keep hearing Jukebox Hero in my head whenever you say that.
Gotta play school hero. Got stars on his eye.
Maybe you need to make that song.
Or fiver it so it's less embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm recording, so now we're waiting on you, Marjorie.
You guys weren't shutting up.
Shutting up.
Everybody's phone's on silent?
Mine's been on silent.
Until you get a text, I'm sure it's going to blow up.
I am a professional. When I say roll...
He's a professional, Arnie.
Which reminds me of Ferris Bueller. A professional what?
I was trying to do Pee-wee's Big Adventure. The dude from Wonder Years. The big brother, Wayne.
Oh, yeah. The little Harvey kid or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I am a professional.
I am ready.
And see, I was thinking of MC Hammer yelling at Corey Feldman on The Surreal Life because he took too long to
Hammer yelling at Feldman.
Yeah, because he took too long to dump. He told him to be a professional. It was awesome.
Black Friday's for Quakers. Now all the deals are on Thanksgiving.
You're going to anger our Quaker listeners, Arnie. Oh, wait, they don't have the internet.
I'm worried about that listenership.
There's like one Quaker guy out there cussing us.
Hey, knock it off. I send them cassette tapes every week.
Reel to reel.
We'll record a pickup if anything like that happens, but they've all released their Black Friday ads.
We'll insert you chef style.
Yes. Here, let me get a that's cool.
That's cool.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. You know I will.
There we go. That's all I need.
Okay, I'm going to go. Pop that in whenever you need it. Only because I'm jonesing for a 12-inch Iron Patriot or something in that scale.
I know, I keep looking at the Titan. Or not
no!
The Titan. No, never a Titan.
If I take a day off and I'm looking forward to a meal, and I decide to get my butt out of bed at 6 a.m. or before 6 a.m. to be someplace at 6 a.m., it better be the emergency room.
Do they have a doorbuster?
They might.
Stitches, half price! All the enemas you can have for $2.
There would be a line of fetishists.
Yes.
Yes, there would. It's the turkey and the dumplings of the podcast.
And possibly even the yams.
You have dumplings with turkey?
Oh, yeah. Dumplings with everything.
Really?
Dumplings and sauerkraut.
We have... Ugh! Oh! Oh!
See, we do stuffing with turkey.
Yeah, stuffing's always there.
But it's got apples and Italian sausage and onions and raisins in it.
That's barely stuffing anymore.
No, it's really good. It's what my Italian mother always made, but I've never heard of sauerkraut and dumplings. Do you have a lot of Eastern European up where you live?
Yeah, it's very Czechoslovakian.
Okay, that explains the sauerkraut.
And the spelling of the last name.
Yeah.
We're learning so much about Justin today.
Mm-hmm. Apparently I need to drop hints to his wife that he really needs that armor, too. The Midas armor.
Oh, yeah. I'll wake her up early on Monday and have her refresh on a page.
And then you get Tony Stark. Then
Oh, wait. Throwing your Guy Fieri reference. It's off the hook. Or off the chain. I don't know. He makes me want to punch people.
What is it the other guy does? Bam?
That's Emeril. He does BAM!
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
See how I got you to say that?
Yeah, I know.
We trick him every time.
I know. I'm so easily duped.